On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Tom Brennan finishes his talk with Stephen Fowler, instructional designer at the Teaching and Learning Center. They talk about how you can collaborate with AI to help free up your thinking on projects and what the TLC can do to guide you through understanding it more.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
You know, folks only use AI in Canvas to upload a Word document to see if a student used AI. To write a paper, they're using it against the student. How do you think someone in front of a classroom can use AI for the student?
Right, that's the big question. That's the big question. And all institutions are having this debate. When I go to a conference for technology, themes, all of us are talking about, like, how are you using AI in your class? How are the faculty using it? How are the students using it? How is it getting abused? What are the benefits? It requires us to kind of shift how we teach, right? And create room to allow students to use this tool, because it is our job to prepare students for the future. And this is a tool of the future. And every job that the student is going to go to, most of them are now asking, hey, you know how to use GPT, or have any AI experience? Because that would make you more efficient, and you'll be able to do more for this company or whatever, wherever you're working.
Yeah, we have access at Brookdale. We have access to Copilot, which is something that is not, I don't think it's accessible to everybody, but we have a certain premium, a quote unquote premium version of Copilot. And it's funny because a faculty member came in with a group of students about a week and a half ago and asked me, do you use AI? And I said, yes. And I'm not ashamed of it, of using it. And so I explained for us. So, you know, I've been writing promotional announcements for 30 years now, right? And so I've gotten into ruts about, and it just sounds like it's cookie cutter. Everything sounds the same. So I said to this professor and to the group of students, I said, I use it to get out of my rut and make it generate something for me that's a little bit different than what I've always done. And then I will take that and modify it and make it mine, but it will be different from what I was doing before. And so if you think about it in that way, how it could help you, I think that's as long as you're open to it, that's the important part. That's key.
It's a great brainstorming tool, right? Because you're feeding it some data and it's reacting off of that, and it has its own data. So, what you're doing is you're collaborating, yeah, right? When you talk to AI about this idea for this project that you have, or, you know, I'm thinking I want to pick this theme because I have this experience in my life and I live here and this is my day to day. And what do you think, AI? And it would have some great insights, and it would kind of like free up your thinking and the thoughts, yeah, that you have a little bit, and open your mind to ideas that you haven't thought of before.
Right.
Because AI is a reflection of not just one or two people, it's millions of our greatest ideas. It's a collection of all humanities and arts and homes and, you know, scientific discoveries. It's a library of all of us. It's a reflection of humanity.
I feel like people are listening to this right now, maybe thinking we're like sitting, you know, on a rug somewhere and there's incense burning and the lights are very low and we're just kind of very chill. These are big ideas that we're talking about here. For folks who are interested in this, faculty in particular that are interested in this, and even administrators and staff, because I've come into your office plenty of times and I've asked you questions about that because you're my AI guy. How can people find out more about this and how to use it for their work here at Brookdale?
Sure. So if you're here at the college, just come into the TLC. Everyone at the TLC is, you know, some knowledge, base knowledge at least of Copilot, which is what we use here at Brookdale, or other AI applications like ChatGPT. But I would also say for anyone that's curious, really the best way to do it is to use this at your leisure and on a mobile app specifically. I find that the best, I get some of my best ideas and I have my best AI discoveries when I'm on my mobile device, you know, late at night watching a movie or on a commercial break, I'm thinking about something, I ask it a question, I'm like, oh, wow, that didn't give me the answer I expected. That's incredible, though. And then I kind of dig a little bit more. And having access to, you know, GPT in your mobile device, anytime you have a thought bubble up or you have a question or you have an idea, it's also a great way to, it's like a notebook too, because it holds onto your ideas and you can go back to it and revisit it maybe the following day or the following week or however, right, you have another idea that came up. Now you're, and every time you add something into that chat thread, think of it like an agent. Every chat thread is kind of like you're giving specific data sets to that chat thread that you can refer back to at a later time. So if you have another thought or you want to reference it or cross-reference it to the other ideas you had on the same topic, you could go right back to that same thread,
right,
access it other on your desktop or your mobile device. And that's the cool thing about it being a cloud app. You know, you can download the mobile app on your phone, use it on your desktop, use it on your laptop, and you have access to all the previous conversations that you've had with AI.
And it's right there.
It's right there.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get people to get to the TLC, but there you go. You're telling people to go to a mobile app. But the TLC, I could tell you for sure, the folks that are there definitely know what they're talking about. And I know that you don't have any AI workshops slated just yet in the TLC, but I know you've done them before. I think I may have actually, at one point in time, they were on Zoom, and I remember jumping in on a Zoom conversation or two about AI because I was interested myself in it. I would imagine if there's a demand for it, I would imagine that you guys would then hold another workshop.
Yes, yeah. we're reactive as far as like standalone workshops.
Okay.
I will say this though, just like AI is now a part of every software, AI is part of every discussion the TLC has. So okay. All of our roundtables have certain components of it. Like we're going to be talking about leveraging, the LMS, to better engage students. We'll also be talking about AI tools that you can help you do that.
Okay.
So it's part of every conversation. Our roundtables are the last Friday of every month at 10 a.m.
So so to get to the TLC, if you physically want to go there, it is in the Mann building.
Yes.
But you could also go to brookdalecc.edu/TLC. And if you scroll down a little bit, you can go to TLC for faculty. You click on that and that'll get you to a SharePoint site, which is my understanding, it's pretty robust, that area, which is, I think, just reflective of all the work that you guys do in that area, too. There's a lot that happens over there.
There is.
So, all right, Stephen Fowler, instructional designer at the Teaching and Learning Center. Thank you so much for coming on in today and talking to us about AI.
Thank you so much, Tom, for having me.
I'm Keelan, a multimedia production student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College, where here we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes on 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.